Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's get this show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
With your hosts, Swagzilla Zero G.
We can't all be winners.
Mike, the feverish Fanero.
It's never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
And FF underscore spaceman.
He's trying to trick me by supporting
vacated targets. He's actually back.
As if they're a real thing.
David Wright. The Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
Let's go. Wait a second.
Welcome back to Rookie Fever, episode 225. Skipping right into the 2022 class, we're going to rank our 2022 class, starting with the running backs, then we're going to do the wide receivers, tight ends, and then we'll get out of here. Quick show for you tonight. I'm just joking. We are not doing that here on Rookie Fever. That is not what we do. We have still so much in front of us from this 2021 class as we review it just a little bit more before we move on. And then, as you know, we have our Rookie Fever player profiles coming up so soon. Here, as always, with the feverish Fanero. And as I said, the Spaceman is finally back. Happy New Year 2022.
Damn, I gotta try to match your energy, Swags. You're up tonight.
It's my resolution.
Get it off the show. Come with the show right at the top. Come hard.
Get it off the top. No, but that's what we're doing tonight. We're doing some resolutions, our rookie resolutions, rookie lutions, as I like to say. Fanero doesn't like how that rolls. And we're doing some players and how we might want to handle our rookies moving forward. Dave, take it back off mute. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, you have a sparkle in your eye. It's like a snow day sparkle, sir.
We do have a snow day tomorrow.
That's exciting.
So far, I know I can sleep in at least an hour or two more. We'll see how that goes.
That's what it is.
You guys will probably find a way to take advantage of me and keep me up a little later editing tonight. And I'll lose it somewhere. I'll lose the time.
You want me to drop an F-bomb here and there?
No, you can if you want to. It'll be here. It'll be here. This is your parental advisory that if Fanero swears, it's going to be here for you moving forward. So, Dave, where have you been?
I've been on one of the longest trips of my life, 10 days in Maine with a 5-month-old, and it was – I don't think I'm ever leaving the house again. It's never happening again. But I'm just cool with it. I'm going to die in this house, not moving, not upgrading houses, not – you know, getting more bedrooms, bathrooms. No, this is it. I've reached my final resting place. I might not even leave for work anymore. Just get a remote job just because.
Have your family come to you for the holidays next year.
So
you heard that, it's good to be back. Dave and Dave, next year, Christmas will be at the Spaceman's residence.
Oh, show.
So we're done. Most people have, leagues are paying out at this point. It's over. It feels so weird, actually, but it's kind of nice. It's like a breath of fresh air. Fanero, you kind of even mentioned it coming into the show. But now, as we mentioned, a little reflection. So we want to start with my assumption, some things we may do moving forward. Or do you want to start with the players?
I'm thinking the players.
The players.
The players.
Let's go with the players. All right. We can start with the players. But if that's what we're doing, I'm gonna pull one in on you.
Nice.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start it off with some Rookie Fever trivia. And because you liked that machine gun so much last time, I threw it in there for you this time. Dave, what do you think about the machine gun to the laser gun? Like,
I didn't know if you were putting it in, Fanero, and then the machine guns, all kinds of weird things were happening there.
2022.
Yeah.
2022.
You got to change it up. Know. Turn the page.
What percentage of games played was Elijah Moore a wide receiver 2 or better?
Percentage of games?
Games played that Elijah Moore played.
70%?
That's a little high. You like him a lot.
Yes. How many games played?
11 games. 11 games played?
28%. 28%.
That's a little low.
52%.
Okay. Wide receiver 2 games, Dave. Wide receiver 2 or better.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought he only had 3 wide receiver 2 games. I don't know.
He had 3 wide receiver 1 games. 28% wide receiver 1.
Aha.
45%. Yeah. Wide receiver 2. He had 5 total wide receiver or better. 2 were wide receiver 2 games, and then three wide receiver one games, one of which was his last game played in week one, which brings me to one of my rookie resolutions, and it is that I want to see more of a healthy Elijah Moore. I want him on the field. I think he's going to be implicated in this offense quickly. I don't even care who the quarterback is. Zach Wilson. I want to make Joe Flacco jokes, but that would be just irrelevant to the show. But I want more Elijah Moore on my teams, and I want to see him continue to grow in this offense with what I think is going to be him as the wide receiver one versus Corey Davis, who's shown that he's willing to give that job up to anybody. And I don't know. I'm pretty excited about Elijah Moore. I know we've been nervous at times, but just looking at it and what he did the second half of his games played, that's when it all happened. His first six games, there was actually his first five games, there was nothing. And then his last six, he was in that category all but one game. So I think we're going to see that continue to trend in that direction. And because I knew I had more names jotted down than Feverish Fornero, that's why I had to throw that in top of the show.
I love any Elijah Moore commentary, rookie trivia, accolades. You know, if you add 28% and 45%, it's 73.
And I mean, if you're
wait, is that not how math works?
25% or better as a wide receiver one, 25% or better to me, games played. And that's not Jamar Chase. It's not what Justin Jefferson did. It's not Jalen Waddle. But I'm liking what I see out of this rookie of with the games that he's played. And again, especially in that second half. And pretty excited about his future moving forward as well. And you might be able to get a little discount going into the season. I mean, right now, I mean, we're entering our off season. And to me, once like the NFL rookie draft starts to happen, that's like that cutoff point of when we're going back into the season. But right now, like, people might still be a little bit bitter, and what we like to call here that ease of buy window. Maybe you can figure a way out of them. Somebody that the industry has built up more confidence with maybe McLaurin. Like, I bet you could get Elijah Moore and a small dose on top and give him McLaurin right now. And I'd be happy with
day.
That.
All day. Yeah. I'm pounding the table. That's not great for podcast sound effects, but all day. Yep.
He really did pound the table. I'm going to edit that out. They said they're going to make me work.
What I love I'm seeing too is that it seems like his role is being highlighted in this offense. Jameson Crowder, three top 24 weeks, similar type of role to Elijah Moore. Braxton Berrios, the last couple of weeks, has had some big weeks. This seems what Elijah Moore is going to excel at. Seems like that's going to be a centric part of this Jets offense moving forward. Zach Wilson develops a little bit. You've got some more offensive line help, and that offense continues to mature. They've got some decent names, decent weapons on that offense. Really excited that could be a central role in this offense. He could be a target hog for the Jets.
I like that. I love that. That's good to hear. I didn't look at it like that, just from the role perspective and when he's not out there and who's taking that role. Feverish. Should we let Dave go because he hasn't been here? Was it rude of me to jump in like that, Dave?
No. Sometimes I saw that sparkle in your eye. I need you to take my nerves were a little, been a little while. I was a little nervous. You really laid out the carpet for me, sir.
Pushy tonight.
So I guess that means I do have to go. So I'll, and I'll take, I want Kyle Pitts to not have a journeyman fill-in type quarterback in Atlanta this next season. I think it's pretty clear that Matt Ryan's going to be gone next year. I could be wrong, but I think that's the general narrative that's surrounding Atlanta. And I don't want to see a Teddy Bridgewater or a Fitzpatrick type quarterback or anything like that. I'm not asking for an Aaron Rodgers to show up in Atlanta because I think that's totally unrealistic. But something that can throw more than one touchdown to Kyle Pitts, please. That's all I'm asking for. And that's one of the concerns I have with Kyle Pitts is that Atlanta just seems to be in a little bit of a turmoil. They've a decent record. That actually hurts their draft cap. Atlanta's been a little bit of an enigma for me. I really would love to see them get a quarterback and what that could do for Kyle Pitts, because what we've seen here from a yardage, from a usage standpoint, is exciting. So that's kind of my resolution for Kyle Pitts in the new year.
Or even as you said, you know, not the bridge type quarterback. Like somebody, if it's a bad season, like blame it on a rookie that you could hope hopefully see them building around for the foreseeable future, not just like another, like you said, Teddy Bridgewater, somebody crummy like that, that is just another bridge. I love that. Absolutely. But Kyle Pitts had a good season.
Yes. Oh, 100%. But I agree,
like to the touchdowns, and we got to get him, yeah, feverish, jumping out of his seat with his rookie Lucian.
I was trying to figure
rookie
out.
Rookie Lucian. How can I say it to make you like it?
Oh,
rookie
that's fine. Lucian. That's fine. Rookie, actually, especially with the deep voice. Like I like the sexy deep voice. Yeah, do it like that.
Rookie Lucian.
Yeah, that'll work. Put a little reverb on the end in post.
Yeah.
Can you make that happen? Fuck yeah. All right. So I handled my rookie Lucians a little differently this Lucian. Year. Not horrifically different. I'm not throwing a major curveball at you guys, but much like we did our candies in, during the Halloween
time. He literally told us to go back and listen to the show because this is how we did them last year.
So that I could
change. And then he's like, I did mine totally different.
He's a revolutionary. He's not a rookie Lucian. It's a revolutionary.
2022.
No, it's to make sure you guys don't do it any
Keep
other
us on
way.
Our toes.
So that I can be the chocolate to your vanilla. All right. So the only twist I did is I looked up the top 10 2022 resolutions, top 10. So, and then I used those to come up with my resolution for a player. So can anyone guess what the number 9 top 10 resolution for 2022 is?
More sex. Be nicer.
More sex.
Oops, sorry. I thought this was my wrong phone call. Sorry.
No. And what did you say, Swags? Be nicer?
Be nicer.
All right. This one caught me a little off guard. It was be more environmentally friendly.
That's a good one.
I guess. Yep. I guess with, you know, all the – go ahead, Spaceman. What are you going to do? What's up?
Be more efficient, maybe. A more efficient season. I can see where you're going with this, Finero.
Not quite. I actually went quite literally with the environmentally friendly. We all know that Najee Harris is a stud, but his environment is about to change, hopefully for the better. His offensive line is atrocious. That's part of his environment. And we all know his quarterback's about to move on. So my resolution for this young rookie is that he gets surrounded by even better pieces. I think he can't do you can't probably get much worse than either of those two pieces that are about to leave. And I don't mean to talk bad on Ben, but we need an upgrade at the quarterback position and hopefully somebody that's willing to dump off the ball. And then also just some upgrades to that offensive line. So my resolution is for Najee Harris, already a stud, to have a more environmentally friendly offensive line.
I like it. I like it. It can't get worse, right?
That's what I was just saying. Yeah, I don't think it can.
Even Ben's like big moments this year, you know, and everybody being excited because of the emotional last game. Like, let's be true and real. Like, I don't think it can get much worse than Big Ben at this point, outside of his obvious football IQ.
Maybe a run first quarterback could hurt for a couple of years.
Sometimes it opens it up.
Sometimes it. Yep. Very good point.
I thought Dave was going to say something there.
So did I. I was totally ready.
I thought so too, but then you guys did such a good job, I didn't have to say anything.
There was something there, though.
I didn't want to force it. Didn't want to force it.
Fucker.
Goodness, Dave. Dave, who is your next rookie resolution? Rookie Lucian.
Nice. My rookie Lucian is... Trey Lance has declared the starter in the offseason. I don't want to play any twinkle toes, little footsies under the table here. Whoa, Jimmy G coming back or whatever the heck could happen here. No, I want an organizational commitment to Trey Lance. In his second start,
Yep, I agree.
19.1 fantasy points. He was your third overall pick. Enough with this. Maybe just because it was Kyle Shanahan and he did the Brandon, maybe he's going to pull a Brandon Ayuk and just say, you know what, you're not hitting the film room hard enough. I want you to come in at 3 instead of 4 in the morning or some kind of baloney. None of that stuff. Trey Lance is the starter. The whole offense is designed around his strengths. He has some holes in his game. Don't get me wrong. Especially it's his second game or second start. Like we've seen some pretty rough early starts from a lot of rookies this year at quarterback. But overall, we got to be happy with what we've seen from Trey Lance when he's been out. It's been up and down. But happy with how it's ended for the fantasy season. And that's kind of what I want. None of this – I don't want my emotions played with at all this offseason with Trey Lance.
And you have to think that happens. He's obviously the quarterback of their future, what they want to be. So they'll probably take what they can get for Jimmy G at this point. I think they even wanted to do that last year. I think if they would have got what they wanted for Jimmy G last year, they would have done it. But they didn't get it, and then they played it all year. So maybe I'm wrong with how much they played him this season. But Feverish, where are you at with that?
I definitely like the progress I saw last week from Lance. It was a big difference from week five. Week five was damn scary, to be honest. I believe it was week five. It was much earlier in the season where he got his start. And it was
14.6 points that week.
Yeah. And yeah, honestly, it wasn't good. I was going to say that even sounds a lot better than it looked. This week he looked a lot better. And I think that means a lot to me to know that he took advantage of that time where he wasn't the starter, learned the game, got better, and took it to the field and actually showed us that it was better. Saw a more complete quarterback this, and then give him another off season, the confidence that Spaceman just talked about, where you are our starter. Like, there's no, what'd you call it? Little feet, tickly
footsies,
feet,
twinkle footsies. Toes. I'm not sure what's
no
going
twinkle
on,
toes, no footsies. Like, you're our dude. I've seen that work for quarterbacks too. Like, just knowing I'm the guy. So I really like that resolution for Trey Lance.
Feverish, what's your rookie-lution? I can't do it off the Feverish. Your rookie-lution. It's a lot.
So I'm gonna go back to the top 10. And ask you guys to guess what number five resolution is on the 2022 list. Number five.
More cuddling.
No.
Dave, I don't know. I
he's that's all about physical contact.
So
he already made a baby.
Rookie fever, baby.
Any guesses, Swags?
Well, I'm trying to think it's too hard about something that you might play into fantasy. So
number five. So this is a top five resolution.
And the truth is, in fantasy, Dave, getting fucked might not be that great.
It happens to me every year.
But you have a baby, Dave.
That didn't happen from fantasy, though.
Dave just got it.
Yeah, he did.
I got it the whole time, but then it just settled a little bit more.
Oh, you got it.
I don't know. I don't know. Go ahead. I'm wasting time here.
All right. Yeah. Number five is be more aware and take care of mental health. That is the number five resolution for 2022. Not a big surprise. I think there's been a lot of challenges over the last 2 years in that regard. And for that, my resolution goes to Kadarius Toney, who I think needs to be a little bit more aware that he's a rookie and he needs to earn it first, as Swags likes to say. Throwing punches on the field and players, accidentally headbutting a coach. I think there's some mental things that Kadarius Toney needs to take care of, and I think he definitely has some physical talents. And if he puts his mind to learning the wide receiver position a little better, then maybe the Giants have a young wide receiver they can depend on. So I'm wishing a little better, what is it? Awareness and
self-awareness.
Self-awareness perhaps, and just taking care of his own mental health there. That kid needs to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, self-improvement is always a good thing, Kadarius. There's no reason to be ashamed of that. We should all go out there and make some self-improvements.
Yeah.
My rookie Lucian, and this is a very selfish one, I have two shares of Trey Sermon, and that is enough for me to want my rookie Lucian to just be enough hype at any time throughout this offseason for me to be able to move him to another team. I think that you could do that for me, Twitter. At some point, something's going to happen. When that happens, do not be afraid to cut bait and move on. I know there should be so much more to rookie Lucians than that, but it's going to happen. Don't be shy about moving on from Trey Sermon, even if he has a couple good games. I don't feel great about it. I think he'll get some playing time. I don't know when it might be. Honestly, I'm not even trying to be funny. It might be a year or two from now. It might be on another team. It might be for a game or two. But anytime I can, I'm really wanting to just be done with Trey Sermon, move on from him.
Breaking news also that Swags is going to be planning a family vacation to the San Francisco area to follow Trey Sermon around while he's working out to get some shirtless workout videos, get that all over Twitter to get, him doing some crazy
Photoshop the calves. Dude, I don't even know if I have, I'll just get a picture and Photoshop the calves.
There it is. Boom. Right there. That goes viral. And then bam.
You don't even have to do both of them. You can do one.
I don't know. That seems like a lot to get rid of a couple shares.
Depends on what I get. Man.
Yeah, that seems like a lot. The plane ticket, the time, I don't know. Hoping that he has big calves. I don't even know if he does.
That's why I was going to Photoshop them and just blow them up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You've been doing a lot of Photoshopping lately.
Little.
No, I like it.
I had a runner-up that I wanted to mention.
Oh, so do I.
I would like to see Jared
Run it back, Patterson baby. Run it back. Run it back.
A defined role behind Antonio Gibson and maybe get a chance to work into that timeshare, actually, and see what he could do in that offense as well.
I would love that.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm not saying this isn't me just trying to throw Gibson shade out there. He was RB12 this year, by the way. So an RB1, even missing time, a little inconsistent. Okay, but that's not what this is about. I want to see Jarrett Patterson get a shot in that offense.
I love that one, Swags. You know I have a lot of Jarrett Patterson, and had to start him this week. Oh, my God.
Nice. And it didn't work out too bad.
No, I got a touchdown.
To be completely fair.
It was a nice touchdown, too.
Uh-oh.
Is the answer Jarrett Patterson?
Rookie fever trivia, no. It's not. You would think so. From the 2020 class and the 2021 class combined, how many running backs were in RB2 or better?
3 or 4. I'm going to go with 4.
Dave, do you have a guess?
7 or 8.
Oh, shit.
The answer is 7.
Wow.
Dave, that is Jonathan Taylor, RB1, Najee Harris, RB2. Gibson was RB12.
Javonte
Williams,
I did the wrong
running
classes.
Back 17. DeAndre Swift, running back 21. AJ Dillon, running back 22. And James Robinson, running back 23. It was the 2020 and the 21 class, Finero.
Right.
Yeah.
Helps to listen to the question.
Let's do wide receivers. We'll just get it out of the way. This is moving pretty quick, and all we have to do is get our rookie Lucians out of the way. And wide receivers. How many wide receivers from the 2020 and 21 class combined were wide receiver 2s or better?
7 or 8.
Feverish?
I'll go 8.
The answer is 5. Jamar Chase was wide receiver 4. Justin Jefferson, wide receiver 6. Waddle, wide receiver 14. CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver 19. Pittman, wide receiver 21. Very comparable scoring. I was looking at this. Like Waddle, for example, was wide receiver 14. If we look at our running back 12, he had 267 points compared to Waddle's 239. And then our running back 17 with 249. For example, though, DeAndre Swift was running back 21 with 226 points. And that was where Waddle came in, and he had 221 points. So 4 or 5 points apart from each other. So this league is juiced up a little bit, but very comparable scoring. So it makes it so fun. So 5, maybe, a little bit less. Go ahead, Dave. I'm
Mooney
sorry.
I thought Mooney had snuck in, to be honest.
I think he was running back 25. He was very close. Wide receiver, pardon my. Wide receiver.
He had a great Finero, you must be thrilled about that. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. And nothing to scoff at, but technically, like, per what I consider a wide receiver 2, he was wide receiver 25.
My resolution is to get better at rookie trivia. That was a horrible showing.
The game is made for you to not be good at.
Yeah, but I've had more success than tonight. Tonight was rough.
Well, it's over. Rookie fever trivia is over. On the bright side.
So I love rookie trivia. That doesn't make me happy.
We got all 3 of them out of the way.
Yeah, this is true.
It's done. Ready to move on. So Feverish, we'll just go to you then. What's your rookie lucian for 2022?
Do you want my resolution for 2022 or my rookie resolution for 2022? I have one of each.
You just hit that mic.
All right.
Grab
so
it, hold it tight and
my resolution for 2022 is to be more willing to trade away my rookie picks for points in my lineup now. I feel like I just am so resistant. Probably why, you know, Swags, I wanted to be a part of this podcast. I just get so much rookie fever. I want to make those picks so bad. Like, I don't care where they are. You know, if it's the 12th pick, I just want to make that pick so bad.
It's fun.
You want to be a part of the draft. Even if you are talking about trades before the draft, it's more exciting with picks than without them, obviously. I'm looking ahead at some of my drafts that are some of my leagues that I was successful in this year, traded away a lot of those picks in 2022. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of sad. Like, but I think I just want to be a little less tied to them. And timing is everything. And as far as that goes, this is not the time to consider to get rid of those now. Like, obviously, you know, doing this in late April or even early May, just before your rookie draft or even in your rookie draft, that's the time if you're going to. But I feel like I'm just not one of those players. I'm one of those players who just wants to make my pick. So I want to try harder to let those picks go for points in my lineup. Now we've seen that there's a handful of rookies and we get treated by them every single season, and some surprise us and some don't, but there's vets out there that you can buy for these rookie picks. Good vets with more than a couple years of gas in the tank. So I think I need
and
to
I love that you
start thinking like that,
that you don't want to do that now. Cause really, if you weren't trading away your picks a few weeks ago to make a run at a championship title, now's just not the time to do it. Just kind of slow down a little bit. Every passing day, those picks are going to gain a little bit of value. I'm not saying you have to wait till the week of your draft, but definitely if you're exploring different ways to change your team, I would say that right now, today, it's the way is not, just hold on to your picks a little bit longer. Other ways to make moves for your team right now.
Absolutely.
Dave, do you want Fanero's picks?
No. I don't want him. I don't want to know. But that's why I didn't have a lot of picks this year, is because I was all in on the 2020 class. And I did not have a ton of, I did not make a lot of rookie picks this year. A couple of Trey Lances and some Rondales and then some Elijah Mitchells. And then Ramondre Stevenson is about all I have for rookies on my team. So, But anyway, so no, for that long story short is no. Sorry, Fanero.
That's all right.
Dave, what is your rookie Lucian?
Well, when Fanero said his, all of a sudden a new one popped in my head. Now I'm struggling between my original one, which was, I'm just going to cheat here and say that I wanted to use Game Pass next season to watch more rookies play, because I'm becoming more and more dissatisfied with what the red zone and whatever game that I'm getting locally is giving me. And I'm not getting enough. I mean, I can look at the numbers all I want, but, and I'm not going to go on YouTube and stuff. That's just not how I like to consume my stuff. So I would really like to have a really quick and easy way to just, hey, I want to see how Jalen Waddle, like you guys said, early in the season, hey, go check out Jalen Waddle. Well, I throw my Game Pass and I could go do that. So that's something that I would like to do to add to my toolbox. But then also, sometimes in trades, I get I do not care about third and fourth round picks at all. And sometimes when I get really gung-ho about, oh, I want to go make this deal, in my initial offer, I'll start throwing my third and fourth in. Maybe in my initial offers, just hold back on what I'm thinking is, hey, it's going to put me over the top right away and get rid of the haggling. Maybe I'll haggle a little bit more and try to have a little bit more third and fourth round picks in the future, because I do not have a lot going forward right now.
Yeah, and you never know what you can get with a third or fourth round pick when you have them rolling around in your – I mean, even kind of like you said about Fab the other day, because I can see both sides of your argument for Fab too, whereas you can kind of use those third and fourth round picks like Fab a little bit in Dynasty when you need to make a trade to those non-contenders and you're all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, I need a wide receiver or a tight end. I don't even care who it is this week. I'm not looking for my future. I'm looking to have somebody to start this week, kind of similar to how you would use Fab. And you said a lot of times people talk about having Fab this time of season, but I was able to get this guy and this guy with his Fab, which is awesome. And I was able to make some similar moves like that too with Fab, even if I blocked people. But then there's also the side is like, I hate being left with money at the end of the season.
Oh, 100%.
But yeah, I don't mind that a bit, trying to move on from some of those and just kind of holding on to them. And even like you said, being willing to haggle, because sometimes you're just like, wow, that was accepted really quick. Like so quick that like I know I could have kept that fourth. And I know that's nothing, like who cares? But you know, like at that point, you didn't have to give that measly fourth because it was accepted just like smash. And you're like, oh, I just sent it.
Yep. That's the thing, is I don't enjoy four or five counters back and forth with people. And that's something that I need to just be able to, if you don't have that, in your repertoire, you're missing out, I think. So I need to just expand a little bit.
Yeah. And I mean, even within that, I think you can also see where you're just kind of like, oh, we're really far apart. And like, I don't want to waste your time and I don't want to waste my time. I just don't see it happening at this point. But there's other times when you're like, dude, we're so close, you know, like I'll send it back again. You know, maybe it feels like we're really close. But I think there's times, too, when you're just like, dude, we don't even agree on anything here. Why are we doing this? We're just playing games with each other.
So sorry for cheating, boys, but I had to get throat sneak in too there.
I didn't mind that. Those are some good ones. It's good stuff for this time of year. My rookie Lucian is something really like it, and kind of like Fenero, you said you have one in life coming up too, like, but mine I'm going to try to do, like, it is for fantasy, but just kind of in a lot of aspects of life, is I want to make sure that I'm continuing to ride my wave and not hopping on somebody else's, because that's when I end up being the happiest with myself, the happiest with my success, and the happiest with my failure. I want to be riding my wave when it crashes, not somebody else's. Just like if it's a good landing, I want to come off my wave too, and I'm gonna continue to try to bring that to the show and to other aspects of my life as well, and I just know that makes me tick a lot better.
That's a good one.
We don't have any more. Oh, Fenero, you have one.
Yeah, mine wasn't personal, but it was related to fantasy as well, which was, you know, I think I have to be more selective about the dynasty leagues that I join. And it's not all financial, but I'm going to kind of start there. Like I had a third place finish that I won more money than my championship league. I just don't think that should happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think I'm playing in too many $25 and $35 dynasty leagues. I spent too much time in trades, in waiver wire, in setting lineups, and there, I don't know. I think I have to start, like, I think it's one aspect of enjoying, you know, the league is like when you do all of that and you come down to, I guess now week 17, and all the hard work pays off and you win a championship and you're like, oh, okay. I'm in a 14 team. I mean,
it's no different though if you walk in a casino and you play a couple quarter slots on your way to the table to sit down.
It's similar. I think it's just like I do really enjoy fantasy, but I also know that there's a grind to it.
Absolutely. You know,
to do it right. And I think that grind is months long. It's different than sitting down at a table and spending a few moments and especially in Dynasty, in some of the leagues
we play in.
Yeah.
And some of the leagues we play in still have some very savvy Dynasty managers, even in our lower price leagues. So it's not like you can just go into those lower price leagues and take a week or two off. I mean, it's
pretty savvy teams,
you know. So
it's not just that, mine ends up being
kind of like the activity and like what's going on.
It's also like I'm looking back swags and I'm looking at my leagues and I would say half of my leagues, I don't know half to three quarters of the people in them.
I thought you were going to say swags paid out and you didn't.
No, that's another thing, man. Like, I feel like I don't know anybody in there. And in some cases, it's hard to communicate for that reason.
Yeah.
Like I'm in a league where like I think it's like 8 out of 12 people live in Chicago and they went to college together. And, you know, like I feel like they have easier times contacting each other, trading with each other. And I feel like an outsider in that league. And it's I don't know. I feel like I want to know more people in the league in order to enjoy that league more. So like those two things, the finance part of it and how much time gets put into these dynasty leagues. And then also just like, you know, who I'm playing with and how well I know them. I think those two things, I think there's going to be like a little bit of a resolution for me this year and next year to kind of like weed through some of that and join some new ones, you know, like, cause I think I'm kind of at my limit and I still want to do startups. And I feel like there's some dead weight I could probably, and I hate that because I'm not a quitter. I don't like leaving dynasty leagues. Like that's really difficult for me to do. But the other thing I can't do is half-ass. I don't half-ass leagues, and I don't like say, oh, I don't like this league that much. So maybe that's the last thing I'm going to do.
That's the thing with me too, is like every league has a plan. Like even my teams that didn't do as well, like there has to be some kind of plan and some kind of cycle within that. And you can't even think the same within every league.
No.
So it's not like you can have one plan for 26 leagues. You have to manage all those teams a little bit differently, and like every league is different even without how you built your team.
Sure.
So, no, I hear what you're saying. Like, there definitely has to be some decisions made. Last year, I didn't really join any startups. And
me neither.
It didn't really bother me too much. This year, I still don't really have the craving, just as I know where it leads to. I love the drafts. I love the freaking drafts, but I know where all of that leads to. So, I mean, that's one thing. I mean, great advice right there. Because I know I see a lot of people even as they join and they're like, I want more. Just did my first startup. I want more. Just kind of enjoy that. Slow down a little bit because it does get to the point where you're just like, wow, this is a lot of work. Like working the waivers, the trades, setting the lineups. IDP is a nightmare once you're doing all that. Oh, yeah. If I could get rid of all my IDP, fantasy football would be a little bit easier.
Yeah,
I don't, it would be a little bit easier. Sorry. Sure. Just even the IOPs on it.
I don't mind the IDP. Tonight.
You don't?
I don't mind the IDP. I just don't like the balance.
Just one more thing.
I don't want to balance it. I like learning about defensive players. I just don't want to have to compare defense to offensive players. I hate that.
Yeah.
Also, Dave, Devonta Smith.
Back.
Devonta Smith, stop eating breakfasts from McDonald's on game days. That's my other rookie resolution. I saw that on a broadcast. Stop that.
If you're going to eat McDonald's, it's probably the only thing to do, though. Dave, big surprise. Final thoughts go to you on your first week back to Rookie Fever.
I thought I did the last one. Oh, gosh.
The last
that was
one,
3 weeks
weren't
ago.
Even here.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know if you did the last one.
Did you do the last one, though?
You're talking about something from last year.
I know.
We're trying to give you as much time as we can here. So, Swags, was it the last one that he did, or was it the one before last?
It was the last one.
Well, then it's definitely your turn.
I don't have one, guys. I'll be honest. I don't have one.
It's a big moment, Dave.
I could probably dig one up.
I do not. I literally have nothing in the bank. Nothing.
Finero's Googling stuff.
No, this I have. Remember last week I had two.
You sure you didn't do them both at the same time?
No, I have one if you want it.
Feverish Finero with final thoughts.
How are we gonna transition to the fact that I took it over? All right, Dave, I'll do a final thought.
Champion.
That was so organic.
Dave, I'll ask you, since you have a 5-month-old, if I hold a newborn baby and I show it to you, Swags, you can participate as well, and I ask you to give the baby worth and define that worth with a number between 1 and 100, what would your answer be? What's the worth of that newborn baby?
Saying I'm not answering the question because I don't think it's a numeric value, and I'll be dead serious. I'm a numbers guy. Sorry, no worth. And I mean that from a personal thing too. With what's going on with me, there's no worth. Sorry to cop out, Finero.
No, that's okay.
99.9.
So, is your answer also be to not answer my question?
I mean, I'd probably answer it similarly, you know, like okay. I don't know how you could put a value on any of
all right. Well, that works.
Kids, let alone somebody else's, you know, like, right. And it's, you know, it's a human, right? Where it's a human born. Yeah. I mean,
no aliens. So thank God.
I can still spin off the fact that you guys didn't think the baby was worth 100 out of 100. So the point is that it's value, right? Is not contingent on what the baby does. It's just a human being, right? A baby poops, it spits up, it keeps you up at night. It's not contingent on what the baby does. It's a human being. So its value is the reason you guys didn't really want to define it probably is because it's a human being. The value is higher than you can give a number for. So I think I just want to remind people that
what you're saying is it's much more than just shit and piss.
Yeah, it's a lot more than that, right? So I think what happens is we kind of forget that as we grow up. I think we kind of forget our own value and that value being so high as a baby because we kind of define ourselves on what we do, what we think of ourselves, how we look in the mirror, and who our friends are. And we even do this for other people. We assign other values to other people based on these external things. And I think what the point of the question was is to kind of remember that we all have that value of 100. From when we're born to this moment, like it's not defined by what we do or what friends we have or how much money we make.
Love it.
For a second there, I thought Finero was just going to tell me all the negative things that I'm going through right now, spitting up and pooping and just rubbing it in my like salt in the wound there for a second. But no, good way to stick the landing, Finero.
I am at Swagzilla0G. This is at Rookie Fever. He is at Artbark TV and back. FF_spaceman Dave Wright himself.
Happy New Year. If you liked today's episode, please give us a 5-star review. We love them. Until next time, always be building.
Ooh. we love you. And we are out.
When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you're gone on a treat you ride. Rookie fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago now.
Who got the 101 scouting? He's never done this to before and run. I told you anyone. Silence speech just on real landing spot. Not ideal. Wait, what's this breakout? It's full rookie fever stage.
Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. I'll give a fever. When we kiss it, fever with our flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon.
Got the fever, cause I got the fever. Now you got the fever, so she got the fever, and he got the fever. No cure for the fever, so let's beat the fever. Thank God for the fever.
Thank God for the fever.
Now you got the fever.
What a lovely way to burn.
Now you got the fever. Now you got the fever.